And good afternoon and welcome to another edition of Travel Leaders Tri-Cities on News Talk 870 KFLD with your host, John McKay, but the real star, Sandra from Travel Leaders.
Hi, John. And well, hi, everybody.
You're the one that knows all about travel, so I'm kind of the button pusher and the person who's learning.
Well, and the other good part is today we have like the leading guru of what's hot and what's wonderful for travel in the sun. So
Absolutely.
Go for it.
Well, let's introduce our special guest. Jennifer Rinker, welcome aboard, and thanks for taking time out to let us know why we need to get out of here as soon as we're done and hop on a plane, right?
Absolutely. Let's go to the sun and fun.
Absolutely. Well, welcome aboard, and you're going to be letting us know, along with Sandra, about some of the exciting opportunities and places that we need to be on the lookout for travel in 2012.
That is correct.
All righty.
Again, this is Jennifer, and I am with Pleasant Holidays, which is a travel company that's been in business for 53 years. Some of you that go way back may remember us as Pleasant Hawaiian Holidays, but we are just Pleasant Holidays now because we do so much more than just Hawaii.
Well, that makes sense.
And that's really the exciting part of what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about all of the stuff that you guys represent. We've been selling Pleasant Holidays in the Tri-Cities and Yakima for 30 years. So next year's our 30th anniversary, actually.
Wow.
I know. So many names, but still the same company. Anyway, I asked Jennifer to call in today because our big focus for the first quarter of 2012 and our advertising and our radio advertising with you, everything we've been talking about is, where are the hot destinations for this year? Yesterday, we looked out the window. It was totally gray, full of fog, rain, and it said to me, get out of Dodge. So if you want to get out of Dodge, Jennifer, tell us some of the places that Pleasant Holidays sells and goes to.
Okay, thanks, Sandra. Of course, we do Hawaii. That's our, you know, probably our largest market. But we also do and offer Mexico, the Caribbean, Tahiti, Fiji, the Cook Islands, Costa Rica, and with our luxury division, Journeys, we've recently launched Australia and New Zealand and will soon be launching Italy. So there are a lot of great options, places for people to go in 2012.
Wow.
That's great. I want to talk to you first about Hawaii because Travel Leaders every year does a top destination survey, and almost for the last, I mean, it seems to me like the last decade, the hot destination has always been Hawaii. It's either Maui or Oahu or a different island, but this year it definitely was Maui. Can you give me some idea of what's going on there?
Well, I think a lot of people, they know Maui. They like it because there is a lot to do, but it isn't quite as city-like as Honolulu, you know, Oahu is. You've got a lot of great beaches and everything, and we certainly are seeing Maui being very popular, but we're also seeing a spike in the island of Kauai, which people are saying, well, I've been several times to Hawaii, let's try something different. But whether you go to Maui or Kauai or stay on Oahu, there are a lot of really great deals out there. Right now, a lot of the hotels are offering kids 17 and under stay free. Many of them are doing complimentary daily breakfast. A lot of them, depending on the time of the year and the season, they'll do fourth and fifth night free. So there are some really great promotions. Pleasant has actually an exclusive right now with the Sheraton Waikiki, which has added a concierge-type lounge up on the very top of the hotel.
Oh, fun.
Called the Le'ahi Lounge.
Yeah.
And Pleasant has an exclusive with them for some special pricing. You get free self-parking, unlimited phone calls, bottled water, breakfast every morning. So there's some really great added values out there for Hawaii, for
sure. And one of the reasons why we've always sold Pleasant is because you have such, you know, you really are in the islands. You have representatives in almost every hotel lobby. You have a desk. You do all the optional tour arranging and all the transportation issues. And when somebody books a Pleasant Holidays vacation, it's pretty seamless over there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You get off the plane, somebody's standing there with a sign that says Pleasant Holidays, you gather around, they help you out. And don't you still do the morning breakfast where you go through all of the different tour things that are choices if you're staying in Honolulu?
Yes, the tour orientation, absolutely. And that is a really great way for visitors who aren't really sure what it is they want to do while in the islands to say, hey, yeah, I would like to maybe go and, you know, take a surf lesson or go in the Polynesian Cultural Center or something. But yes, that breakfast orientation is very popular for sort of getting a feel of what the possibilities are on your vacation.
Well, I just was lucky enough to be in Maui for a Travel Leaders function that was actually sponsored by Pleasant Holidays. We did some really exciting things. One of the things that we did that I loved was the Olahaina Luau. I'd been to so many luaus, I thought I was luau'd out and never wanted to luau again. But this one was totally spectacular.
It is one of the best ones. And like you said, the old Lahaina, I mean, it's really more of a traditional old-style Hawaiian luau.
It was.
Which is really exciting for visitors to be able to participate in.
And then the other thing that I did that I thought was great, and I really never thought about Maui as being a huge snorkel destination, but we did a little sailing ship snorkel trip out of Lahaina. And I absolutely love that. We saw beautiful coral, great fish, and it really shocked me because it was, when I looked up, we were almost alongside the main highway road. So it's just right there close to the ocean.
You are so adventuresome.
I know. It was just great. I loved it.
You know, and it's pretty remarkable, too, because with all the traveling that you've done, Sandra, I would imagine it would take a lot to make you kind of go, wow, why haven't I done this before?
I suppose that's true, except when travel's in your blood and you're just a travel junkie, everything's exciting, but some more than others. And I thought that the trip to Maui was really terrific. And I agree with you. Kauai's wonderful. If you want to really see what the tropics look like, green and lush and gorgeous, that's a great island to go visit.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, the other destination that is really making a fabulous comeback, we certainly started to see it in the last quarter of 2011 and starting out the year, it is going gangbusters, is Mexico.
And I wanted to talk to you about that.
There are so many wonderful, destinations there that are very safe, and the value for your money, you absolutely cannot beat it because of the so many of the hotels are all-inclusive. So when you go there, you know, all your food, all your alcohol, all your kids' soda pop and juices and all of that stuff that can really add up, all of that's included. And there are some really great specials in different places. And I know you've been to several places in Mexico that are some of your favorites, Sandra.
Absolutely.
What are those?
I think there's a big difference between saying things are included, like, for instance, and I'm not trying to cast any aspersions against cruising, but if they tell you your cruise price is X and then you get on board and you're paying extra for this and extra for that and your drinks are extra and your shore excursions are extra and everything's extra, when you do an all-inclusive, that really is an all-inclusive. You are paying before you go for almost every single thing you can possibly do.
That's right.
And in a lot of cases, it includes all of your water sports, and sometimes the all-inclusives even include green fees, so you can golf.
Ooh.
That is true. That's true. There's so many different specials. We'd have to have a talk show for a couple hours to go over them all.
I know.
There are absolutely a lot of great deals out there. Many of the hotels, children 12 and under, stay free. For those people that want to have a real family destination or experience, they certainly have those resorts. But there are also several all-inclusives that are adult-only. So if someone's maybe going for an anniversary or a honeymoon or something like that, and they don't want to have a lot of kids around, certainly Sandra and her team can direct them towards one of the adult-only all-inclusives.
And we can. So I want to find out from you, Jennifer. John, have you been to Mexico yet?
Many, many years ago, I believe it was El Centro or across the border.
Oh, okay.
It was like a gas stop.
Okay, so we're actually going to talk about like resort destinations.
No, have not done that.
Okay. What would be the ones on the West Coast that you think are emerging, and what are the ones that are in Mexico on the Pacific side? I said that wrong.
I know what you meant.
Caribbean side. Yeah, go ahead.
On the Caribbean side, which traditionally most people thought of just Cancun, but that has really expanded, and they've sort of carved out different areas. And in addition to the traditional area of Cancun, and obviously that's the airport you would fly into, there's also Riviera Maya, which is closer to the Mayan ruins area. And then within that stretch, there's also Playa del Carmen.
My favorite.
Which is another area with a lot of new resorts. And predominantly, I'd say probably, Sandra, you'd agree that I'd say probably 90 to 95% of the resorts all along this coastal line are all inclusive.
They're beautiful, and I guess if you were trying to do a comparison, I would compare Cancun to Honolulu, and I would compare Playa del Carmen to some of the other out islands, because you have low-rise resorts, and yes, they're mostly all-inclusive. The best shopping in Mexico, bar none, as far as I'm concerned, is Playa del Carmen. Gorgeous beaches. It's just a terrific destination. I loved it. I'm going back there the end of February. So, I mean, it's like, okay, sign me up. I'm going.
Well, and, it's also, Mexico is such a great destination, too, if people are thinking of doing destination weddings or having a group go, because the value is so great there. You can go there. And the Caribbean is another great destination for all-inclusives, but for us, where we're positioned in the United States, Mexico is a lot easier and less expensive to get to. And once you get there, these all-inclusives are just fabulous. Pleasant has a really very, very strong group department and wedding desk. And we've worked with Sandra's team before, with our group on destination weddings, where we can take care of everything. And the bride and groom, it's a wonderful thing. And going to an all-inclusive, when they say to their guests, oh, okay, this is going to cost you X, it really does cost that. And they don't get down there and then go, oh, my gosh, then we got our bar bill and we got our food bill.
Yeah,
and it
exactly.
was another how many hundreds. It's all included. So that's really a great way to go. And on the Pacific side, Cabo is very popular, and so is Puerto Vallarta. There's a lot of really great resorts there. Again, certainly a good mix of all-inclusives and then your traditional hotels where, your meals aren't included, because for some people, they prefer to go, into town and to sort of do that more on their own.
Well, I think it depends on where the resort's located, too. I mean, if it's close to town, a lot of people just opt to spend their evening in town. If it's out of town, then it's a whole different ballgame. I think Mexico is definitely emerging. People ask me about it all the time. I know there were some issues, but that certainly has turned around, I think. And the cruise ships are going back into most of the ports on the West Coast. So I really think that if people are looking for great value for the dollars they're spending, that's a real terrific destination.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then another destination that is really coming to the forefront, and it has been for the past couple of years, is Costa Rica.
And I don't know a lot about Costa Rica, so you let me know, and probably John, too, because we're both. So I've been to Costa Rica, but only on a day trip off a cruise ship, so I don't even think I can count it.
Well, you can count that. But yeah, Costa Rica is such a fabulous destination. It is very, very environmentally friendly. All people who are really into the environment like to go there because they really get it. The hotels, when they've built them very green. The people are all actually really highly educated. It is so beautiful. I mean, and yes, they have great beaches, but oh my gosh, they've got so much more than that. They have the most fabulous rainforest, and they've got Arenal Volcano, and they've got the Tortuguero area where you can go and watch the turtles come up every year and lay their eggs, and then, see the turtles hatch and go back out to the sea. And they've got, zip lining and just about all kinds of activities. It's just beautiful. Pleasant. We offer packages where Sandra and her team can put it together if you want to just go on your own and get around, or Actually, in October, we launched guided vacations where there's a guide that's actually with you that takes you and drives you around so that, you know, if you don't feel like driving on some of those roads
right.
and navigating by yourself, and that has been very popular.
So this is the hold your hand option.
Exactly, but it's not.
Sometimes I need that.
Great, do I get on this big tour bus with 40 other people? That is not the case. It's smaller guided tours with, you know, it just depends on how many are in your group.
I would do that though. I mean,
six,
you know, you
12,
if you
15.
Have a guide, sometimes you see so much more and learn so much more.
Mm-hmm.
And just the little brief moment that I spent in Costa Rica, it's very environmentally interesting. You know, it's pretty eco-friendly, that kind of thing.
Exactly. Exactly. And then, of course, everybody always wants to go to Tahiti.
Well, let's talk about Tahiti in a second. I think John wants to take a break.
Yep, we're going to take a quick break here on Travel Leaders Tri-Cities, and we will be back, and we're going to find out everything you need to know about Tahiti.
And everything else.
On News Talk 870.